Blog Talk Radio.
Not only do the people of God get blessed, the woman of God get blessed. Amen. And I'm excited about the word on tonight. If that word is not for no one else but me, I receive it. I receive it. I'm ready to step on tonight. I'm ready to sit at the table of the Lord and eat from the table. So I pray that you come in the same spirit that you are ready to eat, because what the Lord has for me is for me. What he has for you is for you. Glory. And I am ready to get what he has for me. Amen. So just to do some little house business really quickly, for those who we extended the pre-sale so you could still purchase pre-sales. We have some bumps and bruises on the way, but glory to God, I am not stopping. Tonight's show is an indication of that. Last week is an indication of that. The week before is an indication of that. See, the whole thing is that to get to our destiny, to get to where we need to be, it costs us something. It's going to cost you something. And I'm learning that. I'm learning that to be or get to where God needs me to be if I really want it. Do you really want it? Do you want your healing? Do you want your deliverance? Do you want your increase? See, if you really want it, it's going to cost you something. It's costing me something. For me to be a published author, it's costing me something. For me to be a radio personality with a blog talk radio show that's been going for 7 years and I ain't just been talking to the wall, it's costing me something. And see, what my question to you is what is your issue? What is your issue? And once we determine tonight what your issue is, what are you willing to pay to get that issue resolved? What is it going to cost you to get that issue resolved? So tonight we're going to take that journey. We're going to find out what is it going to cost you? Because it does. It costs you something. It's costing me something. You know, I was talking to my mentor. I was talking to my mentor a couple of days ago, and he said, oh, good show last week, great show, you know, but all your shows are great. And I said, oh, well, you know, you're just probably prejudiced, you know. You're prejudiced because it ain't going to be, you're biased, because there's not going to be too much that I could do that you're probably not going to take joy in just because I belong to you. So my mentor was saying last week, are you going to be barely making it to the show on today? Because every week it's been a struggle. He said, are you going to be struggling? I said, I don't know. And so I thought about that, and I was like, is that a good thing or is it a bad thing? Because when he said it, I kind of took it as a bad thing. Like, Denise, you don't have to always be strict. Does your message always have to be that you failed into the show or you struggled into the show? And so I thought about that for the last couple of days. I've been pondering it. And tonight, as I was in prayer, the Spirit of the Lord just became blatant and revealing and showing me. And he what he said is that it's going to cost you something. You know, people that want to be successful in life, you know, whatever they consider success, a basketball player, it costs them something. You know, Kobe didn't just get great because he liked basketball and he played on Saturdays with his friends. It cost him something. It cost him, you know, maybe giving up some other things because he had to practice. You know, a surgeon, a great surgeon, you know, he didn't just become a great surgeon because he did surgery, you know, every once in a while. It cost him something. You know, their dreams, people's dreams cost them something. And so tonight we're going to be talking about, you know, what is it going to cost you? What is your issue? You know, what is your issue? Is your issue finances? Is your issue health? Is your issue loving relationships? What is your issue on tonight? And what are you willing to pay to get those issues resolved? So we're going to do some problem managing on tonight. Amen. So if you would join with me, we're going to just go before the Lord in prayer so that he could prepare us, prepare our hearts and our minds to receive what his word is for us on tonight. Father God, we just thank you. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord, we are preparing. We ask that you prepare our hearts and minds to receive the rhema word that you have for us on tonight. Lord, that we not just be hearers of the word, but that we be doers of the word as well. Father God, that we could take this word and apply it, Father, because knowledge without application is nothing. Knowledge without application is just knowledge. Knowledge without application is information. And Father God, tonight we want this knowledge to be collaborate with application so that we could operate in wisdom. Knowledge applied is wisdom. And we want wisdom on tonight, Father God. We want those issues resolved. We want to be able to walk in our breakthroughs, whatever those breakthroughs are, Father. Lord, we want to just be able to trust you, Lord, and trust the process, Father God. Father God, we want to know, what are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to pay? What's the cost that it's going to cost us to have these issues resolved, Father? So, Lord, I just thank you, and I give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, for truly you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father God, and I just thank you, Father, for meeting us exactly wherever we're at. I pray that tonight's word will be powerful, Lord, that it will be transforming, Father, that it will just create the breakthroughs that we are looking for, Father, to solve these issues. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, tonight's show is, what's your issue? What's your issue? Have you thought about that? You know, we have one problem after another problem after another problem, but truly, what is our issue? You know, so I'm going to take us, every week I got issues, but what I'm learning is that every week that I have issues, each week I don't deal with the issues the same. You know, my norm, my old me, responded emotionally with every issue. I was emotional about things. I was boisterous and emotional, and I'm growing. I'm not where I need to be, but I ain't where I used to be. And so I had a lot of issues this week, and I'm transparent. I don't care. I'm gonna be transparent because I'm exposing the devil and his deeds. I'm exposing him. Why? Because of who I belong to. And see, you don't see a robber come in your house and then don't identify. Oh, Jesus. And then don't identify him. If somebody broke in your house and you got a chance to see them face to face and they got away and you had to call the police on them, you're gonna identify them. Why? Because they're a robber. They're a thief. They're a murderer. So whatever they are, you've seen a crime, and most of it, a righteous person, if they see a crime, they're gonna tell. They're not gonna be too scared to, or they're not gonna consider themselves a snitch, but they're gonna consider themselves doing something honorable. They're gonna tell. Yes, I seen those two people. They climbed in the window of my neighbor's house, and they came out. When I seen them, I heard them. I scared them off. But yes, one of the guys was wearing a black hoodie, or one of the guys was wearing a white hoodie. One of the guys was tall, one was short, one was old, one was black, one was Hispanic, one was white. We begin to describe. We're identifying them to the police. And the same thing with the enemy. When the enemy comes in and he begins to steal, kill, and rob, and destroy the things in your life, that the things that you've worked for, the things that God has promised you, and he's trying to come in and wreak havoc, he's a thief. And just like any other thief, you know, you're going to begin to identify. I'm just going to identify you. I see you. I see what you're stealing. I see what you stole. I see what you destroyed. And so I'm identifying on tonight. So, yes, you tried to come and wreak havoc. You tried to come and cause issues on this week. You try to come and steal my joy and my peace and my purpose. But you couldn't do that. Why? Because it's not mine. I'm saying mine, but it's not mine. It's God. Everything I'm doing is God. It belongs, at the end of every day, it belongs to God. And God already told me who won. I already know whose team I'm on. And when you know whose team you're on, when you know who owns you, then you know what the outcome is. So I'm exposing the enemy on tonight. He is being exposed. Yes, enemy, you are my issue. And tonight we're getting resolving issues on tonight. We're going to get rid of some of these issues that so constantly plague us. Amen. So I am excited again. We're going to go into the Word of God. We're going to start there. And then we're gonna just deal with this thing. Again, today's topic is what's your issue? What's your issue? So let's go to Luke chapter 8, and we're gonna start with verse 42 in chapter 8. I mean, not 42. I'm sorry. We're gonna start with verse 42. Let's go with verse 43. I'm sorry. Again, Luke chapter 8, and we're going to start with verse 43. Actually, I'm going to start with verse 42. There's two sections. 42 has an A and B. So we're going to start with Luke chapter 8, verse 42B. Verse 42B. Amen. And when you get there, just give a virtual there. And we will continue on. I would recommend that you get your pens and paper tonight. Take notes. I believe that the Lord is going to downpour into us something mighty on tonight. A rhema word on tonight. So let's get started. If you want to text somebody, let them know they need to tune in on tonight, because tonight's show is going to be fire. Is going to be transforming and changing. So text them real quick, tell them to join us, whether they join online or call in, so that they could get this word on tonight. I believe that the people that do call in, the people that have called in, the people that are on, I believe that you're here because God has intended for you to be here on tonight. So let's start again, Luke 8, verse 42b. And I'm reading out of the NIV. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. But no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house. Okay, I'm going to stop at 48. I'm going to stop right there. So what we're going to be dealing with is the woman. You've all heard this story a million times. We're going to deal with the woman. She had an issue. She had an issue. And tonight's show is, what is your issue? What's your issue? She had an issue. We know she had an issue. The story is telling that she had an issue. But now what we're going to do is deal with her issue. We're going to deal with her issue, and then we're going to deal with how she got her issue resolved. We're going to deal with the fact, as I'm telling you on tonight, that sometimes resolving your issues, whether that be a financial issue, whether it be you need to be delivered, whatever your issue is, it's going to cost you something. Amen. So we're reading about the woman with the issue of blood, and what we have to understand, what we have to understand here is that in that culture, in that time, they didn't have all the amazing things that women of this age have. Women of this age, thank God I'm not a woman of that age anymore, but women have all kind of sanitary products that, that helps them to, stay fresh and stay clean. And, they have disposable now. Back then, they didn't have disposable anything. And I'm sorry if some of this conversation on tonight may embarrass you. If it embarrassed you, I apologize ahead of time, but I believe that it shouldn't embarrass you because it is what the Lord is sharing with us on tonight. Believe me, there is a message. There's a message in what's shared on tonight. There is deliverance in what's shared on tonight. There's transformation in what's shared on tonight. So back in, you know, so again, as I was sharing, in these days we have all products and different things that help women to stay clean. But in those days, they didn't have the technology and products that they have nowadays. So when a woman was on her monthly cycle, she was considered unclean. She was cast away. She wasn't to come out. She wasn't to come into contact with anyone. Can you imagine that? But think about, she's seen as an outcast. And, you know, just think if this woman is married or she has children. I wonder how that works, you know, if she's considered clean unclean every month. This is, you know, we know women have a cycle monthly. It's a cleansing process of their body. So this is happening monthly. But in this case, can you imagine? So it's monthly for about 3 to 5 days. But just in this woman's case, she had been bleeding for 12 years. So this, she didn't, it was no longer just a monthly cycle thing. She was going through some type of illness. Something was going on in her body that had caused her to bleed for 12 years. So if she's bleeding for 12 years, and we know that that is in that culture, that was considered as unclean, we could probably imagine a few things about this woman. We could imagine that she was broken. We could imagine that she was weak. I mean, she's losing blood that much for that many years. She's probably weak by now. We could imagine that there could be some types of odor, hygiene issues going on with her. We already have determined that because of the culture, she was an outcast. She couldn't come around. She didn't have people. I don't know if she had a support system or not. I don't know if she had people look past her fault and seen her needs. I don't know that. You know, everybody is not like Jesus. Jesus looks past our fault, our stinkiness, our filth, our hygiene problems, and he meets the need. And so I don't know if she had, you know, Jesus does that. A lot of times we as parents do that. You know, it ain't, our kids can't smell worse enough that we don't want to be with them and be around them and stuff. So I'm just saying, you know, I don't know that if she had that kind of unconditional love, that somebody would be there to support her, that would be there to help her out and make her feel better. You know, we don't know. So we only could kind of imagine what this woman felt like having this issue at 12 years. At some point, her desire to be whole became greater than the issue she had been crying all those years. Her desire was more than the fear of obstacles she would have to face to be made whole. The fear of obstacles, think about it. If she's unclean, you could only imagine she didn't go to the market. She couldn't go and interact in a social setting. She couldn't go to church or to fellowship. She probably was much like many was during the corona, the height thing of the coronavirus. People were stuck in their houses. They couldn't socialize. They couldn't come out. So just think, she's in her house. She's isolated. She can't interact with other people. So she is very, not only sick physically, now it's become mental and it's become emotional. And if it's mental and emotional and she can't interact, that means that she probably don't even have a form of income, which means that now she probably is sick financially. So she's going through all of this stuff for 12 years. You could imagine that she wants to be healed. You could imagine that she wants to be healed, that she wants to be whole again. She wants deliverance. She wants healing. And so she had to come to a conclusion. Do I continue to sit in my house and die, or do I make a decision to go beyond and go past all my fears, all my frustrations, all the obstacles to get to a place of potential healing? So it ain't even guaranteed, but get to a place where I believe I might could be healed. Have any of you ever had that moment where you're trying to get somewhere and you just know that if you get there, something great is going to happen. You know, I've had those moments where I just felt like if I could only get to this place, if I could only get this job, if I could only get this relationship, if I could just get it, things is going to be great. But this is where that woman was. She was in between a hard place and a rock, is what we call it. She had to now decide that she wanted to fight past her fears and her obstacles. She had to get to the point of being willing to die in order to live. Are you willing to die in order to live on tonight? Are you willing to die in order to live? Are you willing to get past those issues? Is the question on that tonight. Think about it. What is your issue? And when you come to the conclusion of what your issue is, are you willing to die in order to live? Making the decision to do that, for many of us, is often not an easy decision. I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision for her, because now she has to go outside of the comfort and the protection of her home, and she got to go out into the world. She got to travel to get to her deliverance. So now she got to go through all of the people, the negative stares and the negative comments. And she had to go through the probably people laughing at her and talking about her. I wouldn't even be surprised if people weren't throwing stuff at her, because as far as you people consider, she was nasty. She was unclean. She stank. You know how it is. I mean, I'm sitting up here talking, and many of us call ourselves children of God. Many of us call ourselves delivered. Many of us call ourselves a child after God's own heart, and yet let a homeless person get within 2 inches of us, and we, oh Jesus, and we're frowning up. We done plugged up our nose because they smell, it smells so bad. We done talked about it. We didn't, some of us might even went as far as telling them they better back up. You better back up off of me. That's the truth of the matter. So I could imagine how people were treating this woman as she decided, I have to live. I need to live. I need deliverance. And I'm going to have to go through this pain. I'm going to have to process through this pain to get to my deliverance. Amen. So making that decision is not always easy. It can initially cause us more pain. Absolutely, she was going to be in more pain. Why? Because now she had to face her fears. Now she had to face the same people who talked about her 2 years into her journey. She's been in it 12 years. So just think of year one and year two and year five. These are the people who abandoned her. These are the people who talked about her. These are the people that wouldn't help her. So now she got to go back and she got to pass through these people. She got to face these people eye to eye to get to her healing. That's very uncomfortable. It requires us to take uncomfortable steps. We must submit to the following. And this is it. Get your pen. Write this down. Because everybody's going to have that moment. All of us are going to have issues. And at some point, we're going to have to understand and identify, what is our issue? What is my issue? What is my issue? And at some point, all of us are going to have them. And some of us have them weekly. Coach D, I have issues weekly. Weekly I have issues. Amen? And so what I have to do when I have these issues, as I'm growing more in Christ, as I'm growing to understand who my Father really is, then I'm not responding to my issues like I used to. I'm trying not to respond to my issues like I used to. So I respond differently. I'm trying to respond differently. So what I'm starting to learn to do is that when I have the issue, I try not to act flesh first. And that's hard. Sometimes the flesh happens first. But I'm learning, even if the flesh happens first and you have that first moment of upset, the first moment of emotion, then I have to be still. I have to be still because I cannot afford to get caught up in my issues. So the first thing I want to do when I have issues in order to get deliverance from this issue is, first I have to identify. Discover the origin of pain, the who, the what caused it. What caused this pain? who caused this thing. And guess what? Sometimes we might find out that the who is us. Sometimes we cause our own pain. And you have to buy the book to get into that to learn about legitimate and illegitimate suffering. Or legitimate and illegitimate pain, actually. Get the book. You need to get the book to understand that. But we have to sit down tonight. One, identify. Where did this pain come from? Why is this pain here? What is this pain's purpose? So once I figure out maybe the natural part of it, like the natural part of your mortgage company taking extra payments out, causing all your bank accounts to belly up, that's the natural part of it. So once I identify and get irritated with the natural part, now I got to really identify the spiritual part to it. Why? Father, what is it that I'm to learn from this? What is it that I need to understand from this, Father? And Father God, where do you want to take me with this? So now I understand what the issue is in the natural. I need to understand it in the spiritual, because there's a purpose for everything. There's something to learn in everything. No matter how devastating, no matter how painful it is, there's something to learn. There's a growth there. So then that's what you're doing. You're identifying it. The second thing is, the first is that is identified, then you have to acknowledge. What do you mean, Coach D? Pinpoint the presence of the pain up into the present day. Pinpoint the presence of the pain up to the present day. Where, when, how did I get here? How did I get here? And sometimes we don't want to ask ourselves how did we get here, because it's easier to blame somebody else for putting us there. You know, no, this person did this. No, the bank did this. No, the mortgage did this. No, 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 no. And if the truth be told, a lot of times we're not going to even admit the truth because we don't want to have to deal with the consequences. We don't want to have to deal with the consequences of our actions. Why? Because it's too painful. But like this lady, she had to make a decision. Are you willing to die in order to live? So I'm going to give number two is acknowledge. I'm going to give a quick testimony. I had a situation this week where my mortgage company, I paid my mortgage company on the 20-something of the month, which I do every month, and I paid it, and then on March the 1st, they decided to take another payment out, and I'm not on auto draft, so it was, to me, an unauthorized payment. So I did the due diligence in the natural. I called my bank, I called the mortgage company, and, I was definitely devastated, because most people, if you're like me, most of us are working people, and we just don't have that kind of money to make two mortgage payments. So I was devastated because I have a lot of things going on, and this just was not a good thing, you know, because that just kind of wiped me clean of what's available for me to use, not talking about things that I don't want to touch. Talking about what's available for me to use. You know, we all have a budget. We have, we know what our income is. We know what our expenses is. We know what we need to budget. We know what's going to get us through through the month, you know, and I'm very anal when it comes to those kind of things, when it comes to being on target, being on budget, and I've always been like that. So in the natural, I had to do the due diligence, but in the spiritual, I had to be still. And I had to really try to understand what was I to learn from this. And I still to this day don't know what I was supposed to learn from it, but what I will tell you that I got from it. Not sure that I learned anything from it, but what I got from it is peace. I have a spirit of peace. And what I'm finding is when difficult times come, it's the moment of peace that we have that takes us to the next level. When difficult times come, it's the moment of peace that takes us to the next level. So in this testimony where the mortgage company went in, and it was a glitch in their system, the lady explained to me that she's seen this happen before. Now, her explanation of it happening was that when I went to make the payment, if I didn't see it, if it didn't look like it processed, I probably hit the button again, which would have caused a second payment to come out. Now, this was, that's her explanation. So I didn't argue with her because I couldn't attest to that I didn't. I didn't remember doing it, but I couldn't say that I didn't. End result of all this, because I chose not to be bitter, I chose not to be angry, I chose not to fuss. You know how we get with people when we call them places and they done messed us over? I chose not to do any of that. And I just cried before the Lord. I cried. I cried like a baby, but I cried before the Lord, and I just cried in silence. And the end result of that is this, that that my interest rate went from 4.5%. Now my interest rate is going down to 3.25%. My payment is going down a couple of $100s. I'm going to pay off my house sooner than I anticipated. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you see, sometimes it costs us something. Sometimes it costs us not to mouth off. Sometimes it costs us to be still. Sometimes it costs us to be at peace. See, so that costs us, because it takes everything inside of you not to go left when everything, when you know you need to go right. It calls restraint. I mean, restraint calls something. It ain't easy. People go, it's not. It's not easy. So first of all, we realize that we have to identify the issue. Second, we have to acknowledge the issue. Third, we have to forgive. So once we've already identified who what caused it, then we have to acknowledge, pinpoint the presence of the pain to the present day. We have to acknowledge where, when, how did this happen? Where, how did I get here? And then once we do those two things, the next thing is forgive. What you mean, Coach D? We must be willing to let it or let them go, even when we can't get an answer to the why. Oh, Jesus, I'm going to repeat that. We have to be willing to let it, whatever that issue is, it, them, whether it's a person, place, or thing, we have to be willing to let it go, even when we can't get the answer to the why. And see, I didn't get the answer to the why this happened. I didn't get a sufficient answer, but I was willing to forgive. I was willing to forgive the mortgage company. I was willing to forgive the bank, because none of them wanted to do it my way, but I was willing to let it go. Amen. And then finally, step four, finally, we have to move. We can't continue our journey forward. We can continue our journey forward. Once the previous steps are adequately completed to walk in purpose towards the promise. So once we have identified, acknowledged, forgive, then we have to move on. Move forward. So if I were to stay stuck in not being willing to go through these steps, I could have got stuck never even trying to identify why this is happening. Or I could have got stuck identifying it and me and never acknowledged. How did I play a part? How did I get here? Or even I could have got stuck in forgive. I identified the problem, I acknowledged it, but I failed to forgive it. I don't want to forgive it. Why? Because if the truth be told, some of us, it feels a whole lot more comfortable to stay mad. It's more comfortable. Why? Because if the truth be told, there's something about pity. There's something about woe is me. Look what they did to me. Look what he did to me. Look what she did to me. It's a comfort there. Why? Because it brings attention. Because if you're going through a pity party and you're going through, then you know what? You could keep repeating your story. And if you keep repeating your story, it's going to keep getting people to want to hear. And then if you get the wrong people around, to be the truth, they're going to sew into it. Yeah, girl. If I was you, I wouldn't let them do that to me. This is what I'll do. You can start getting all that kind of stuff, so it just begins to feed the cancer. And the cancer begins to grow, and it begins to grow, and it begins to grow, and it begins to grow. Now, I'm not saying that you should not find someone in your life that you could vent to, but you better make sure that the person that you find in your life that will allow you to vent to, they'll be compassionate or sympathetic or empathetic, so I said, to your venting, but they won't let you stay in. Okay, go on a vent. Tell me how you fell in the hole. I'm listening. And I'm going to be compassionate. Okay, I'm listening. So now what I'm going to do is you fell in the hole. Now what I'm going to do is stick my hand out. Now if you want to continue to stay in your house with your 12 years issue of blood and you ain't willing to die in order to live, if you ain't willing to get out the hole and you want to stay in that hole another 12 years, another 20 years, another 40 years, then shame on you. Shame on you. Because it's time to move. It's time to forgive and to move on. So now I'm glad that we have the four-step process and identify, and we can't stop at step one and say, well, I completed step one. We can't stop at step two because you got to do all the steps. All the steps is what causes the deliverance. All the steps is what causes the problem solving. All the steps is what causes that issue to be resolved. You know, we got to do it all. So now we got to step four, finally, we can move on, right? So we're moving on. We could continue our journey forward once the previous steps are adequately completed, as we stated, to walk in purpose towards the promise. So that's where this lady was at. She had been in this condition for 12 years. In her culture, this was unclean. She didn't have friends, I'm sure. She was isolated. These same people that talked about her, these same people that ran from her, now she had to walk through these people to get to her healing, glory to God. And she was willing to die in order to live. So let's look at her story just a little bit deeper. The woman identified that she had an issue of blood. Again, in those times, we understand the culture of this woman. We understand that it wasn't normal, even in the monthly, with the women having a monthly, that lasted only a couple of days. She could isolate herself for a couple of days. But we now realize that she did. This went on. Her bleeding went on for 12 years. So she was definitely isolated. So she identified it. Then she acknowledged that the issue existed because it was causing her discomfort socially, emotionally, mentally, and physically. So she acknowledged this thing is causing me some stuff. It's causing me discomfort. So she was dealing with this issue for 12 long years. It would seem to suggest that perhaps she was holding on to the pain that the issue had caused, the feeling of shame, anger, isolation, and it rendered her a victim. It rendered her a victim. So now she had to go to step four, and that's forgive. When we initiate forgiveness, it always will move us, cause us to move forward. Forgiveness always causes us to move forward. So I would have to say that at some point, this woman became tired of her condition. She began to no longer care about what, who, where, when, why, or how. She merely cared about moving towards her purpose to receive her promise. Did you get that? We have to be willing to process through our pain, move towards our purpose, pursue purpose in order to partake in the promises. And that's the story of the woman. She had to go through a process to get to her purpose or to get to her promise. So each of our issues have a personal touch to them. I don't care what your issue is. It has a personal touch. It's unique and different. My issue is different than your issue. Your issue is different from the next person's issue. They're not the same, but the process is the same. I don't care what your issue is, and I can't, you could say, well, Coach D, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand what my issue is. I don't have to understand your issue because the process of getting through your issue is the same. You're going to have to go through the same process. You're going to have to identify. You're going to have to acknowledge. You're going to have to forgive, and you're going to have to move on if you want to get past that issue. And so it is the same. The process is the same. Don't miss the process. The pain was the issue. The purpose was Jesus, and the promise was her healing. Jesus is the anointing that destroys the yoke. She got desperate and no longer could be yoked to pain. So she reached out and touched him. Are you desperate? Are you desperate that you don't no longer want to be yoked up to pain, yoked up to the past, yoked up to who did this to you, yoked up to who did that to you? Are you desperate enough to say, you know what, I got to do something different? I got to move on. And some of us don't want to move on. And if you don't want to move on, then you're going to stay in the issue. But some of us is tired. I was tired of being nasty. I'm tired of always going to give somebody a piece of my mind. I'm tired of keep failing the test, you know. I don't want to keep failing the test. So I was willing to die in order to live. I was willing to go through the process. Let me get through the process so I can get to my promise. What's my promise? The deliverance, the healing from with all the things, the issues of my life. Amen. All the things of the issue of my life. Liken unto the lady with the issue of blood, the obvious was that due to my issue, I was now dealing with all these pains as well. So we all have issues. We all have things that we're dealing with. We all, and guess what? The bad thing is about it? I won't say bad thing is about it, but what, guess what the reality is? You can have an issue today. It could be gone tomorrow, and guess what? You could have another issue. As long as we're living in this flesh, as long as we're on this earth, we're going to have an issue. We're going to have an issue. And so it's going to be important to us to learn how to problem solve these issues. Again, how do we problem solve? If you want to, identify, acknowledge, forgive, and move on. Why? Because guess what? If you get caught up in your issue of today, and I guarantee you there's going to be more issues. Tomorrow there's going to be some issues. Sunday there's going to be some issues. Monday there's going to be some issues. But if we get caught up with the issue that took place on Monday, and I'm stuck in Monday's issues, how many issues, and I get, so I'm stuck in Monday's issues. Now Tuesday has some issues. I'm stuck in Tuesday issue. Wednesday, didn't get no issue. But Thursday, I got more issues. So I got Monday issues, Tuesday issues, Thursday issues. Can you imagine that? I want you to visualize that for a moment. Just visualize. We're going to look at each issue as a brick. And so I started off with Monday issue. I had one issue on Monday. That's one brick. On Tuesday, I had two issues. That's three bricks. Didn't have none on Wednesday, but Thursday I got another issue. So I'm walking around with four bricks because I ain't willing to let the first brick go. I ain't willing to let that issue go. And so now what we end up, you end up with people that got a bunch of, what we say, you got a bunch of issues. You got a lot of baggage. And that's how people end up with a lot of baggage, because they haven't effectively learned how to process through. Because when they learn how to process through, they can let that stuff go, because they'll begin to realize that holding on to that stuff doesn't do them any good. It ages them. Most people get sick. It's been said that cancer and sickness and disease is generated through issues that's not released, issues that haven't been solved. And so you got people that's walking around with years of issues. Just think, and you probably could think this in your own life. Just think if you were a child and you had something negative happen. Maybe you seen somebody get murdered, let's say, and that became an issue for you. It became an emotional issue, the trauma of seeing somebody get killed. And as a child, you don't know how to process that. You don't know how to process that as a child. So what you do, you just bag it up. That's one brick. And then you just go through life. And if you don't know how to process that, if you don't know how to resolve those issues, and as a child, we really don't. And if we don't have parents that learn how to resolve their issues, then guess what? We don't have nobody to teach us at 8, at 6, at 10, how to process through the issues. So now we started life, had a trauma at 5 years old, you know, maybe my mom and dad were fighting or something, and my dad got drunk and fought my mom and killed her. This is some people's story. This is not my story, but this is some people's story. So they seen their, you know, their mom killed their dad because he was acting up. So now they seen that. They were 5 years old. Mom was already traumatized. She probably don't even know how to work through her issues. Now baby at 5 years old is traumatized. And then just think of how many more issues she going to have in her life before she becomes 21. And if there is not somebody that could walk into this child's life and help her problem solve her issues, help her resolve and get through, then guess what? Then at 21 years old, she could either be a unwed mother of 6 kids with different fathers. She could end up being on a drug abuser. Why? Because she didn't know. She never was taught how to solve the issue. She could end up being an alcoholic. She could, you know, there's so many things that she could end up being because she didn't know how to solve her issues. And glory to God, by God's grace, there are some people that at some point in their life, let's say at 20, God, somebody crossed their path that was willing to communicate with them, that was willing to mentor them, that was willing to love them, that was willing to teach them that you don't have to hold on to these issues. You could be whatever you want to be. See, issues will cause you not to fulfill your destiny. Issues will cause you not to fulfill your purpose. Issues will have you sitting up in the house watching soap operas all day. Issues will have you not being able to do a job interview because you don't know how to even talk to people because everybody against you. So you walking around with a chip on your shoulder. Issues will have you with a chip on your shoulder. Issues will have you not being successful in life. Issues are not good to hold on to. It's nothing positive. So you want to process through these issues. And some of us are 40, 50, 60, 70, and 80 years old. And guess what? We still have issues. From back in our childhood, we still got mama issues and daddy issues and issues with the white man and issues with the government and issues with the Indian and issues with the Hispanics and issues with the black, you know. And 70, can you imagine being a racist at 70 years old? I'm just saying. That's issues. And I don't know about you all. I don't want to keep holding on to my issues. I don't want to live life full of these issues. Because guess what? I got enough issues that's going to come tomorrow that I don't need to hold on to the issues of today. When this day is done, that issue need to be done. I need to be working on the process of it being done. But I don't need to hold on to it. And we just, you know, my mentor, they teach the principle of now. Now is defined as 0 to 5 seconds, you know. And God is a God of now. He says now faith. You know, so God, if God is a God of now, then he's working in the now. And see, you cannot hold on to issues and be a person of the now. If we're serving a God of the now, then we got to be people of the now. What that means, Coach D, that means that if God is dealing with us now, 0 to 5 seconds, he's dealing with me now. So when I have an issue, that issue is only 0 to 5 seconds. That issue will be, whoop, issue gone. Then you go on to the next move. Whoop, issue gone. Whoop, issue gone. Because we're serving a now God. So if I'm still stuck in my past, trying to, because issues, holding on to them, you have to stay in your past. Why? Because the issue didn't happen. It happened then. So if you're holding on to it, you're holding on to your past in your way, in your now. So you got to be willing. You got to be free of baggage. What if, you know, we think of the wilderness experience as being a negative experience, but if you think about it, every place in the Bible that spoke about the wilderness experience, it was never the devil that pushed people to the wilderness. It was God. God took the people, you know, he took the Israelites into the wilderness. God took Jesus into the wilderness. God took Moses up to the mountain. See, we think of those things as being lonely, isolated things, and we think of it as being a negative place, but it really wasn't a negative place. It was a place of growth. It was a place to be still in the presence of God for us to be able to hear what God is saying to us. And so when we're in those wilderness places and we're in the presence with God, because he pushed us to those wilderness places, we're in the now. We're in the now. We're present before God. We're in now. And you cannot be present with God in the now if you're too busy looking at the then. And issues are the then. And I'm not saying that we're going to have issues that just go that easy. I know there's issues of health issues. We know that there's health issues. We know that there's financial issues. We know that there are mental issues. We know that there are emotional issues. We know that there's a lot of issues, and I'm not just saying that, oh, all of a sudden our issues disappear. And I don't want to even, you know, make people think that that's what I'm trying to imply. But what I am implying is that we can process through those issues. And the process starts now. The process starts now. We don't have time to be holding on to unforgiveness because somebody didn't talk to me right, or somebody didn't call me, or somebody borrowed something and never returned it. You know, you'll be mad at somebody for 30 years because they borrowed something and didn't return it. And not one time in 30 years did you ask for your thing back. And it's just that simple. If what they borrow is that important to you, pick up the phone and say, guess what? Hey, bring me back my cup. But many times people don't even pick up the phone and ask the person to bring it back. Why? Because why tell them? Well, they should know to bring it back. They borrowed it. They're supposed to bring it back. I should not have to tell them. Well, guess what? They done went on with their happily married life with your cup. And they ain't got no issue. But you do. You see where I'm going with this? Again, identify, acknowledge, forgive, and move on. Identify, acknowledge, forgive, and move on. Father God, I thank you for tonight's word. It was meaty, Father God, and we just thank you for it. Father God, I pray that each and every person that's listening in to this show on tonight, and for those who will tune in at a later time, Lord, that you will bless them. Lord, that this word would just come and that it will penetrate through. Lord, that it will begin to cut away at the issues, Father God. I pray, Father God, that someone tonight who is listening in that have issues from the past, that are holding on to them, Father God, that, Lord, tonight they have been given the necessary tools to process through that issue, Lord, that they will begin to identify, acknowledge, forgive, and move on. Identify, acknowledge, forgive, and move on. Father God, still we know that you are a forgiving God, and Lord, we know that you have to forgive us, that you forgive us, Father, and because you forgive us, we need to forgive others. So, Lord, we just thank you for your tangible word on tonight, Lord. It doesn't get any more simplistic than this. So, Father God, just help us, Lord, to not just be hearers of your word, but to be doers, Father. Father God, give us the spiritual eyesight to be able to see what it is that you are saying to us on tonight, Lord. And Father God, help us to be willing to pay the cost. Help us to be willing to pay the cost to process through. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I'm doing something tonight that I haven't done in a while. I see somebody who looks like they pressed one, and that could be an accident. So is there anyone that tonight that's listening in that have a question or a comment, feel free to dial one on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment. If you did not dial one and you think you might have accidentally dialed one, you can feel free to dial one again. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. For those who maybe tuned in after the very beginning, I was sharing about the book. The book, for those who pre-ordered, we extended the pre-order, so we are taking orders throughout the rest of this week. I know that you guys got your books on the 14th of February, or ordered your books, most of you, on the 14th of February. These books it is our goal and intent plan that these books will be mailed out. We're hoping prayerfully that all goes well next week. I want to be honest with you all. We received all the books in on Monday of this week, and major printing errors. So we had to send them back. Thank goodness. That was another issue. Glory to God. And so we had 100 books, and all of them was messed up. So with that being said, thank goodness that the publishing company is taking the books back, and they will be replacing them in excellence. I will not accept anything but excellence, and I will not give to my listening audience and followers nothing but excellence. So with that being said, we might be a little bit about a week off balance, but the books are coming, and I believe that they're going to be a blessing to you. And for those of you that didn't know tonight, if tonight's message blessed you, you can share the link with someone else. But what I will say with you about tonight's message is that tonight's message, even though I added a lot more to, but a big portion of tonight's message came from the book, Processing the Pain. And it's Processing the Pain. I won't even just tell you the chapter. This one is called, this is part of chapter one, but subchapter is This Present Pain, Dealing with Pain in the Now. So so when you get the book, you can look at page number 14, and it's called This Present Pain, Dealing with Pain in the Now. And that's where we were coming from. Dealing with the pain in the now, understanding, you know, what is your issue and dealing with that issue and taking the necessary steps to process through it. So that's some of the nuggets. If you enjoyed tonight's show, that's some of the nuggets that's in this amazing book. This book is amazing, everyone. I'm telling you, I can't even believe that that the Lord found me worthy or able to give me this information. So make sure you get your copy. You can still do pre-orders through what I sent. If you don't have the link for it, please hit me up some kind of way. Shoot me a message, text me, email me. If you want to email me, mcbnetworkinc@gmail.com. Again, mcbnetworkinc@gmail.com. Or you can go onto my website, mcbnetwork.org. mcdnetwork.org. If you go into the website, you're going to click on the book. And when you click on the book, it's going to take you to the page for the book. There is a purchase button. You could click on that purchase button, and it takes you all the way through the process to purchase the book. So, again, that's the best way if you want to still purchase the book at the discounted rate, pre-sale. That's the way you're going to do it. I only have so many put aside for pre-sale. And once they're gone, they're gone. And then any other purchases will have to be made on Amazon. And the two benefits of doing a pre-sale is twofold. You're going to get a great discount because you're saving almost $5 on the book. But also you're getting an autographed copy of the book. So if you pre-sale, you're going to get an autographed copy. If you go through Amazon.com, you're going to pay almost $5 more, and it won't be a personalized copy. So that's why I encourage you to do your pre-sale if you're listening in. For those who already placed their pre-sale order, thank you so much. You will be getting your book. We are working diligently to process through the issues to make sure we get the book, and we're trying to stay committed to excellence. Amen. So, again, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Processing the Pain. I look forward to being with you all next Thursday. Please share. It's important. The best marketing I can have is through word of mouth. The best marketing, I mean, I could do everything. I could pay money to market. I could, you know, and I do those things. But the best marketing is word of mouth. Most restaurants have found their success not based on their commercials, but based on the people who came and enjoyed their food. And when they enjoyed their food, they went and told their friends and their families, and their friends and family came and enjoyed the food as well. So if you want to be able to bless Coach D, I'm not going to beg, but if you want to be able to bless me, tell others. Tell others to buy the book. Tell others to listen in to the broadcast on Thursday night. And I want to bring another thing up, and I'll probably have a little bit more information next week. I'm getting ready to get busy, y'all. And I'm getting ready to, MCD Network is getting ready to take on another show. and it's going to be Talk About It Tuesday. So it's going to be a show, and I can't give a whole lot of information yet, but it's Talk About It Tuesday. So I'm excited about that. I got some meetings planned to bring that to fruition ASAP, and I'm just trying to bring content, positive, great content to the people of God. Amen. Again, I'm not going to keep you out all any longer. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being on here. Know that you are truly loved and appreciated, and I'll talk to you on next week. Good night.